A sermon for Sunday the 7th of November, All Saints. Our lesson from the Gospel of St. Matthew at chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. For all the saints who from their labours rest is surely one of the great hymns of the Anglican tradition, together with the tune by Vaughan Williams, Sine Nomine, the words penned by the eminent Victorian hymn writer William Walsham Howe are not only uplifting, energetic and joyful, but they elegantly express the Christian doctrine of the communion of saints. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day, the saints triumphant rise in bright array. A high churchman, Walsham Howe was Bishop of Bedford, East London, known as the Poor Man's Bishop and later Bishop of Wakefield. I greatly look forward to All Saints so that we can sing this magnificent hymn. The doctrine of the communion of saints means our unity and oneness with Christians of all generations, with followers of Christ over two millennia. It is a communion of the living, those in this world, this life, and those in life beyond death. In this sacred and beautiful sanctuary, we are surrounded by images and names of saints, Mary, Andrew, and Columba. May we extend our love of others, our sense of communion with them, to Abraham, the patriarch of Judaism, Christianity and Islam, and also to the many names on our memorial plaques. Spiritually, may we sense the communion of saints around us. The Church is immeasurably more than those listed on the congregational membership roll. The distinguished Scottish preacher James S. Stewart described the Church first and foremost as a spiritual reality. Stewart said, "It is a desolating thing to go through a church service in which no vivid sense of the transcendent is apparent, no opening of the windows towards an unseen reality, no gleam of supernatural light streaming through from the eternal world." The shrine of Scotland's first saint, Ninian, is at Whithorn. Apostle to the southern Picts, Ninian died in 432 AD. Of his death we are told that Christ called to him, "Arise, hasten, my friend, my dove, and come." Of Ninian it is said that he passed from this world in happiness and was carried into heaven, accompanied by the angelic spirits to receive an eternal reward. What do you believe about life after death? This is delicate and fragile ground. We are not speaking about a dry, remote concept, but rather our lives, our death, and the lives and deaths of those we love and have loved the very most. We need to tread carefully. Over the years, I have heard many people speak about encounters they have had, or believe they have had, with people who have died. Some have felt the presence of a deceased loved one. Others have heard the voice of a loved one or friend. If those we have loved continue to shape our lives after they have died, is that merely a memory, or is it an active presence? Are we able to close our eyes and feel a loved one near? What do you believe? In his hymn, "Lead Kindly Light," Cardinal John Henry Newman wrote of the souls in paradise waiting for us. Newman describes the arrival of morning after a long dark night. And with the morn these angel faces smile, which I have loved long since and lost a while. In the 21st century, may we extend our belief in God's love to include not only the elect, the righteous, but all Christians, And going further, all peoples of faith and none. The 13th century Islamic mystic Rumi wrote of our upward journey and our eventual return to God. Rumi said, "I died as mineral and became a plant. I died as plant and rose to animal. I died as animal and I was a man. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? Yet once more I shall die as man, to soar with angels blessed. But even from angelhood I must pass on. All except God doth perish. When I have sacrificed my angel soul, I shall become what no mind e'er conceived. Oh, let me not exist, for non-existence proclaims in organ tones, to him we shall return." Rumi spoke of our eventual return to God. For myself, and perhaps Rumi, I believe we live in God always. We are never separate from God, though there are times we may feel God to be distant from us. Conceived in the mind of God, we are born, live, and die in the embrace of God. And after death, whatever lies ahead of us, we remain firmly enveloped in God's heart, God's soul and consciousness. There is so much more to this world than the physical matter we see and measure. Science tells us that from end to end, the nature of this universe is that life, new life, comes out of death. Human beings are carbon-based creatures. Carbon exists naturally in the universe in one place only, in the centre of stars. Only when stars explode and die is human life possible. May we speak of personality surviving death? It is surely persons we love rather than the physical body we inhabit. We know a great deal about the human body, but almost nothing about consciousness. We are creatures of consciousness. Does personality survive death? On one occasion, Jesus was asked about life beyond this life. He was told of a woman who had had seven husbands, all of whom had died. After death, in the resurrection, whose wife would she be? Jesus answered, "In the resurrection, we neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven." Is this a suggestion that we evolve beyond this incarnation? The Scottish minister and mystic George Matheson of Inelan wrote of the love that will not let us go. In fleeting moments of silence and meditation, we may feel that reassurance within us. Trust that intuition as a rock. Matheson said that if after death we are no more than a drop in the ocean, lost in the ocean of God, then we will lose everything. Death will indeed be death. However, he repeatedly told his congregation that God is all in all. God is manifested in the diversity of all things, in all varieties of being. In poetic language, Matheson said of God, "His music is to fill the world, but it is to sound through all the varied instruments of the world. His sunshine is to flood the universe, but it is to be mirrored in a thousand various forms. His love is to penetrate creation, but it is to be reflected in the infinite diversities of the hearts and soul of humanity." For Matheson, God lives through others, through diversity. We keep our essence for eternal life. There will be as much diversity after death as there is in this world. Creation itself is on a journey, a pilgrimage, a continuous evolution. May we talk of the evolution of consciousness in this world and beyond. What do you believe? Religion has only one language, the language of poetry. Walsham Howe said, "From Earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia. Amen."